Fatula Martin, still here with the business news. Good morning again, Fatula.
Thanks, Gavin. Good morning. Organisations with over 250 employees will have to report on their gender pay gaps this December. Onpost, which employs 9,000 people, say it's the first major employer in Ireland to report a zero gender pay gap for the second year in a row. Anna McHugh is head of corporate communications with Onpost. Good morning.
Good morning.
9,000 employees, but the majority of them are men. 87% of employees who sort and deliver posts are men. It couldn't have been too difficult to eliminate the gender pay gap when the majority of staff are male.
Well, it's been 4 years of work and we've been reporting our figures for 4 years. So there's been a lot of work right across the business to improve our gender representation and to ensure that we're taking on a lot of different issues at the one time whilst transforming the business as well. But that's given us a useful opportunity while we build new skills and bring in new talents into the business like digital skills and AML skills, to also make sure that we're growing skills within the company and ensuring we're getting the very best from all of our staff. So it's been continuous hard work, but it's great to see and we're very proud that it is paying off. But we still have some way to go, certainly with our, for example, at the level of our postal sorters and our delivery staff, only 13% are post women. Many listeners may never have seen a post woman.
I was thinking that myself. We have a postman that comes to my apartment. And why are women not attracted to the role?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons, but it can be seen. If you've never seen a post woman in your area, you know, you may not even consider going for a job. And it's not like we're mass recruiting. Recruitment for postal delivery staff tends to be as people retire. So it's piecemeal around the country. So we're going on a big drive now to show the benefits of the role. It's a great entry role. You get great experience and you can make a great career progression through the company, if you come in as a sorter through post offices or as a delivery person. So we have lots of work to do, but delighted that we have our second zero gender pay gap again this year.
Okay. Yesterday, the Retail Banking Review recommended legislation on access to cash, and it said that banks should preserve access to cash services at current levels. Onpost deals with cash. Do you welcome this commitment to cash?
We so very much welcome this. You know, we have become really the conduit of cash right across the country. We're administering 20 billion in state savings. We handle more than 2 billion now in banking transactions for AIB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank. And for SMEs and for customers of more than 500 of our post offices, there isn't a bank within 5 kilometres for those customers. And those SMEs are trying to plan their businesses, trying to grow their businesses in difficult times. And the cash that we're providing into communities, whether we're taking it in or we're paying it out, and we manage that very carefully, security-wise as well, it is absolutely essential. And it's not just about older people. There's a notion, perhaps, that it's for the seniors in society. It's everybody's watching their cash now, finding it easier to manage their budgets.
And yet there's a move to digital payments. Onpost delivers a lot of purchases made online. Are you busy after Black Friday and Cyber Monday? And are you expecting Christmas volumes in the post to be down this year with the increasing cost of living?
Huge volumes in the last few weeks, despite people going around in shorts and T-shirts until very recently and in denial that Christmas is coming. The Black Friday deals, the gradual value online, people are chasing value, very conscious this year of what they're spending. 1.3 million parcels delivered last week. That's about 30% up on the same week last year. Interesting to see so many more Irish companies coming through. You know, the likes of Carrigdon, Bridgebooks, Inglot, those smaller Irish companies that have really got their act together. They were thrown into it during COVID, but they were ready for the Christmas, Black Friday deals and the December deals, and they've been working towards it since the summer. So yeah, we're expecting bumper volumes and mails as well. You know, letters have been falling in recent times as the world changes, but Christmas is very strong and we've seen that. The toy show helps, the blast of cold weather helps. Christmas is only 3 weeks away. So if you're posting parcels or cards to far-flung destinations, best get them organised now.
Okay, Anna McHugh, Head of Communications at Onpost. Thank you very much for coming into the studio and good luck now with the coming 3 weeks.